During the ebbs and flows of a playoff series, how do you put that one behind you last night?
Yeah, you know, it's a loss, and we have the series 2-1, and, you know, if we win that game, we're preparing the same way for game four, so hopefully we get some rest and prepare, and we're ready for game four.
Jordan, your game, what anything you can do better? Obviously, maybe stop more pucks, but just what did you see in your game?
Yeah, you know, they came out hard, and I think we weathered the storm a bit in the first period, but they kept coming, and, you know, sometimes it's not going to go your way, so it's how you handle things in life and, you know, in the game of hockey, so I'm just going to prepare for next game.
Jordan, did you notice maybe any more concerted effort by them to get some traffic in front of you and just maybe try to take your eyes away a little bit on some of those shots? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. They're coming to the net hard, and we're going to their net hard too. So it's playoff hockey, and it's going to be physical, and you have to be prepared for everything. So, yeah, you know, nothing changes. We're just going to keep focusing on the next game.
Why do you think you're going to bounce back this year?
It's about having a short memory and doing what makes you feel good for the next game. So I think that's what we focus on as a team, and just believing in ourselves and trying to be as consistent as we can by preparing properly, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Has the journey to get here helped, knowing how hard you had to work together?
I think as a group, you know, obviously we had a great second half, and, you know, we play well as a team. So we believe in ourselves, and, you know, it's just we're going to prepare for the next game here.
What was last night like for you? There's so many emotions going on after any playoff game.
So
you just stay up late and read, or what do you do after you get home?
Just, you know, go home, watch some TV, chill out a bit, and prepare for the next game.
After a game like last night, do you do anything different in terms of how you look at the video, or do you just maybe look at some tape today and then just move on?
Yeah, you watch the highlights and you go over some video as a team, and, you know, just prepare the same way every game.
You've been really good at bouncing back in your career. What would you say allows you to do that so well?
I think it's just, you know, lifestyle. It comes with time and consistency and being relentless every day. You got to prepare, and that's what we've tried to do as a group and me personally. And I think, you know, experience comes in, and you just remember the way you play the game and, you know, try to dictate game four.
By the look on his face, you could tell it was a bit of a brain cramp for Petro to tip that first puck past you there. Are those ones sometimes harder to put behind you, those goals?
It happens, you know. Things happen in this game, and like I said, it goes back to how you handle it and the adversity and whatnot. But, you know, he's done a heck of a job this playoff series, so I think it's fine. And, you know, we're just going to keep playing as a team and preparing.
As a team, how do you guys match their pace at the start of a game?
Yeah, they came out hard. You know, obviously we're at home and the building was loud. It was exciting. And, you know, we just got to prepare our way and do what we need to do individually to feel prepared for the game.
Jordan, do you talk to Dave Alexander at all? Do you use him as a little bit of a bouncing board between games, during or after games, before games, anything? Or anything that he just kind of throws your way?
Yeah, he's been great talking to Jake too. You know, they're both experienced guys, and you know, they know the game. So, life of a goalie, you know, sometimes stuff happens. You know, just believe in yourself and stick to what you know and prepare for the next game.
Did it feel like Bufflin was trying to pull your helmet off at that one point?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a bit of a mix-up there. You know, there's a little traffic in front, and it happens. Playoff hockey, you know.
Did it hit you in the head?
What's that?
The Bufflin shot? Where did it hit you?
The shot?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one that went in the goal.
Yeah, side of the face there. Yeah. A little slap in the net, you know. It is what it is.
This has been a resilient team, but what's your confidence level you guys be back on your game and game four?
Yeah, like I said, we believe in ourselves, and all year we've been a consistent hockey team, and we've handled adversity well, so we're just going to hopefully do the same thing here. Yeah, it's an elite league, and there's some elite players. So, you know, anyone can shoot the puck, and obviously there are some guys who have that extra skill or timing to put it home, and he's one of those guys for sure.